Hi, I'm Paul Boger, and you're listening to KUNR Public Radio. Across the country, groups have taken to the streets in recent weeks protesting so-called stay-at-home orders meant to curb the spread of the novel coronavirus. They argue the measures that are supposed to keep people safe are actually doing more harm to the economy. I sat down with Lucia Starbuck, who covered the local protests for our media partner, This Is Reno. Lucia, you've covered a couple of the reopened Nevada protests now, one in Reno over the weekend, the other in Carson City the weekend before. What are you seeing and hearing from these demonstrations?
Well, Paul, these individuals are protesting Governor Steve Sisolak's directive to close non-essential businesses, his stay-at-home orders, things like that. In Carson City, it was a little chaotic. I mean, there were hundreds of protesters gathered in front of the Nevada State Capitol building, and I don't think I'll ever be able to get the sound of cars honking out of my mind. In Reno, it was a little more subdued. About 100 protesters gathered on the lawn at Rancho San Rafael Park. Here they heard from Monica Jay. She's a conservative radio talk show host.
We have the right and the liberties and the freedom to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I don't know about you, but working makes me happy.
After Jay's pep talk, the protesters marched about 3 miles throughout downtown Reno. During these protests, there's not a lot of social distancing. Not a lot of people are wearing masks, and that's really concerning because the CDC guidelines really urge people to do this to limit the spread of COVID-19. However, people protesting, they want people to go back to work. They want people to be able to travel freely. I talked to a small business owner, Rose Matthews. She's the co-owner of Pathway to Serenity, which provides massage therapy. She had to furlough all 4 employees, including herself.
It's a huge financial impact for us, and we're not able to keep our doors open, and we're questioning our livelihoods in general. Yeah.
So who's organizing these protests?
In Northern Nevada, there are multiple Facebook groups orchestrating these protests. For the ones in Carson City, they're organized by a group called Operation Nevada. On their website, they say they aren't associated with any individual, any organization, or a political party. However, the Reno protest was organized by a group called Stand Up Nevada. They're a little bit more political. Their Facebook page redirects you to a Recall Sisolak website. And that seems to fit with the research. Analysis shows that many of the reopened protests across the U.S., they're associated with conservative organizations, gun rights groups, and lobbyists. But protesters in Northern Nevada, they're telling me it's a nonpartisan issue. Republican Jim Wheeler represents Minden in the state assembly.
This is not a Democrat thing. It is not a Republican thing, not a Libertarian thing. This is a Nevada thing. So let's all get together as Nevadans and make it work.
But I will say, it seemed like a lot of the protesters are in that conservative camp. A lot of people sported Make America Great Again apparel, including hats, flags, shirts, jerseys, things like that. A lot supported the president's plan on reopening, but one protester was holding a sign that said Democrats for Freedom, and it really caught my attention. Amber Hart told me she hasn't been financially impacted by the pandemic, but she's marching for those who have.
I know that there are other people who are Democrats and feel the same way.
A lot of protesters are also supporting a campaign to recall Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak. They're alleging that he's acting just unconstitutional and stripping their rights away. Starla Dottie of Golden Valley protested in Carson City last weekend. She said under the Constitution, she has the right to assemble.
The right to congregate, the right to go to church, the right to get in my car and, you know, drive to the golf course or a park or, you know, to write. I can't even go visit my grandchildren, you know, or anything.
But according to Nevada law, as long as Nevada is under a state of emergency, Sisolak does have those powers. He can execute these orders.
For his part, Governor Sisolak has so far pushed back against calls to reopen the state. I'm curious, what do you see as the impact of these protests?
So it must be said, if protesters continue to gather in large groups with no social distancing, with no masks, it really could lead to an increase in positive COVID-19 cases. Governor Sisolak said himself, if he sees a spike of cases down the road, he said he's prepared to scale back reopening plans. So these protests, they could prolong the shutdown, but I don't see them stopping until businesses begin to reopen in Nevada.
All right, we'll have to leave it right there. Lucia Starbuck, thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul.
This story was produced in partnership with This Is Reno.